All right, let's be real for a second. You've thought about starting a business. Maybe you've even tried dropshipping, and it's probably felt like you're just throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks, right? You're dropshipping some cheap junk from a sketchy website, praying it gets there, and then you're making 12 cents on the dollar. It's a grind. What if there was a different way? A playbook, a blueprint. What if you could skip all the nonsense and build a real business selling high-ticket stuff? I'm talking products over $1,000 from trusted suppliers. Look, John and I distilled 21 years of e-commerce experience into 6 simple checklists. It's the battle-tested blueprint that over 1,000 students have used to launch in 30 days. No more guessing, no more costly mistakes. We're giving you all 6 checklists, plus a video walkthrough for each one for just $9. That's a no-brainer. Go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/checklist to get the ultimate high-ticket dropshipping checklist bundle and stop doing things the hard way. That's dropshipbreakthrough, spelled thru.com/checklist. I stumbled on something weird, I think, John.
I'm intrigued. Nobody has come to me and said, times that I've talked to somebody about what they want to sell, you know, life-size dinosaurs. I haven't heard that before.
Life-size Triceratops, $4,500, right in that wonderful sweet spot that I like to sell at.
And I've had this happen to me personally. Their legal team will reach out to you and say, we think this stuff is trademarked by somebody else. Can you provide proof that it's licensed? My biggest thing holding me back from staying at some good niche is I don't see a lot of brands there. Like a lot of suppliers, like it would just be fun. It's a fun niche.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. We're back today with another episode of Good Niche, Bad Niche. I stumbled on to something weird, I think, John, and I'm genuinely curious what you think of this one because it's something I never thought of. So we took the the children shopping for me for clothes, which really made their day. And then we went over to the mall after that to try to, you know, give them something to do. And we went to this toy store, and my 3-year-old son. He's about to be 4. He's on the spectrum for sure. He's more than a little autistic. He loves dinosaurs, and he knows the name of probably 100 different dinosaurs. And we walk in, and they have a life-size dinosaur in the front of this place. He's enamored with it. We end up like walking around the store and finding every little dinosaur and him naming all of them as well. But we kept coming back to this big one. And I asked the cashier, I was like, hey, you know, how much for Triceratops over there? And they were like $4,400 plus it's made to order and it ships from Switzerland or something. I was like, what? And I'm paying for shipping. And they're like, yes, you are. And they're like, well, this one up here, we'd probably do a better deal on. I've worked here for years and that thing has been here the whole time I've worked here. So that's not a good sign right out of the gates. But I was fascinated. I was like, I wonder if this is a thing, right? So I went to Google, and I'm happy to share my screen with where I started here. And I just started typing in, like, you know, dinosaur statue, dinosaur, you know, like life-size dinosaur. Let me get the screen going here.
Yeah, put it up on the screen, bro. Let's see.
I'm trying to get the right window up here. Okay, there we go. So I, you know, dinosaur statue, I started typing in and I see some statues. Cool. You know, these prices, you know, they hit the right spot. I put in life-size, and what I noticed, this is one of the first things that came up was like a Gardevoir plush. I know there's some Pokemon people listening. They're like, yeah, Gardevoir, fuck yeah. I had no idea what this was. I had to ask my stepkid, who's way into it.
Yeah,
he didn't know who it was, so that's probably not a good sign. But look at that, 9,900 searches a month are looking for this life-size Gardevoir plush, which, you know, is on eBay for $1,500. I think you could go down a whole rabbit hole of just life-size and start working there, like life-size Tetris. I would imagine that's not a cheap game. It's probably in no man's land, but it's probably not a cheap game. But I bet you could go down this life-size rabbit hole. Happy to circle back here if you want to before we do this. Is Snorlax, is that also a Pokemon?
Yeah, I think it's a Pokemon. That's my favorite Pokemon name, Snorlax.
Like, okay,
that's like the best name ever. It's so good.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anything about
like
it, man.
The volumes on some of these, like life size Tetris, $2,900 a month. I mean, that's not nothing.
That's
if
not
it actually exists,
sure,
as a product,
right?
Doesn't look like Google's got much in that actual vein, but
I bet you know, if you do life size and then hit A, you're going to get a bunch. You know, again, another Pokemon. Dude, that's wild.
Yeah,
life size anime figure. Okay. So let's try B. You get life-size
Barbie.
Again, a lot of branded stuff here, which I think you'll see later on as well. But, you know, life-size Batman, life-size Barbie. There's another Pokemon, life-size Bulbasaur. I think you could go down this rabbit hole of probably every single one of these letters and start finding...
Life-size Chucky doll. $2,900 a month. Look at that.
You think they make it? God, that brings back, like, childhood memories right there.
Doesn't it?
Dude, look at this one. Are you what? You can put anything on Etsy. That doesn't look anything like Chucky. That's wild. All right, look at that, dude. That's nuts right there. $2,300 in the Child's Play box. Yeah, some of these are freaky, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you could go down the list here and, you know, probably have... And look, I'll show you some other stuff that maybe changes your mind here, but out of the gates, are you intrigued at least to keep digging further?
I'm intrigued to dig further because, one, like you said at the start, it's a pretty unique idea, right? I mean, nobody has come to me and said, you know, in all the times that I've, you know, talked to somebody about what they want to sell, I want to sell life-size, you know, plushies, life-size statues, you know, life-size dinosaurs. I haven't heard that before. Yeah, look at these. And so anytime I hear something I haven't heard before, which is fairly rare these days, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I got to check that out because it could be really cool. There could be a big opportunity there that's pretty wide open. So yes, I would want to dig more, but also I'd want to dig more because it's super kooky, right? And what does that mean? Super kooky means there's going to be some people who are also super passionate about these things, right? And that, from a marketing perspective, that's like, generally speaking, what you love to see. Like, when you've got a really identifiable, passion-based thing that only super weirdos are into, that make, like, and I don't say that in a derogatory way whatsoever. If you're super into life-size Sailor Moon statues, good for you. I'm all for that. But, like, that's super easy to market to that person as well. Like, that's way easier marketing and a way easier method of selling than, like, selling, you know, something that everybody uses, like, you know, a refrigerator or, you know, whatever. Like, it's just so much easier. And so anytime I see that, like you, that automatically kind of pricks my ears up and I'm like, oh yeah, okay, let's go and look at this. Like, because the next step is, of course, like, yeah, it looks like a great idea and it sounds like a great idea, but is it actually feasible? Is it actually a great idea? And when we're talking about it from, like, looking at this, it would certainly suggest that in this space, private labeling could be a really great idea, like particularly on those life-size plushies, right? Like, I reckon you can get them made pretty fucking cheap. Like, let's be real. Mm-hmm. A life-size Pokemon plushie made somewhere in Asia, probably not going to cost you a lot of money to get out of a factory, right? And like you saw ones there for sale for like $1,000, which is insane. There's no way they cost anywhere near $1,000 to produce. Yeah. And so, you know, from that side of things, hey, yeah, maybe there's some cool private label or products that you could bring out yourself. But from a high ticket dropshipping perspective, there's obviously some specific questions that you would need to be able to answer to verify whether this sort of an idea would actually play out from a high ticket dropshipping perspective. Like, as in, you know, you've got to be able to find some suppliers for the things, right? Mm-hmm. Which that would probably be my biggest question about this one at this point is, like, are there actually multiple suppliers who have a good quality product that they can reliably fulfill and they're actually warehoused in the US? Because certainly some of these websites I see here, they're probably coming from overseas, probably. You know, eBay, things on eBay, usually it's a one-off, like that person's only got one of them that they're selling. They might not have a lot of them. And so that would be my main question here that I would be digging into. The price points look fantastic. They're not going to be hard to ship. There probably is some repeat business potential. You know, when you get into the Pokemon stuff particularly, like somebody into one Pokemon, they might have multiple of these life-size Pokemon things hanging around wherever they're putting them in their business or in their home. There's obviously a B2B and a B2C side to this. Like, there are businesses that have like life-size dinosaur statues, as you mentioned. There's probably also some super freaks who have them in their house. Sure. You know what I mean? Or on their property, you know, in their garden or, you know, whatever it might be. And so, you know, that mix of B2B and B2C is something that I usually personally really look for. I like to see that. That's for me personally, that's a big tick for any sort of niche idea is do you have a bit of both? Because I really like different aspects of both and I like having them together. So there's some really cool things here. I think, you know, like I say, that supplier thing would is the thing that immediately jumps out at me is like, is that the unanswered question about
this. All right, before I move on, shout out Bill. Bill, if you're watching this, buddy, I know this takes you back. Bill's one of my consulting clients. He's one of our students. He's one of our best students, if I'm honest with you. And we were, I flew out to Arizona to do the session with him in person. And throughout the hotel, all these anime people just kept walking through our hotel. And we finally stopped one. We were like, hey, what are you doing? And they were like, oh, the anime conference up the street at the Marriott or whatever. And so Bill and I walked up there. We just walked in and we ended up standing next to a police officer who was like cracking jokes with us. And he calls a girl over and was like, hey, this guy thinks you look beautiful. Can you have a photo? Ends up taking a photo with Bill. And then we just walked around the conference. We ended up getting kicked out by like a warg or something. I don't know. Somebody dressed up in a weird way, but we walked around the whole thing and all these people, to your point, super passionate, super weirdos. I'm a weirdo about weird stuff. They're weird about this stuff. And like very passionate. They were buying stuff. People were selling stuff everywhere. They were all dressed up. Every single person had a costume on. I guarantee there's multiple people who would love this one piece BOA Hancock one-to-one life size. You know what I mean? Like there's going to be people who buy this stuff. So perhaps down this alley or the Pokemon alley, it's going to be maybe something you need licensing for or, strategic partnerships for. But if you can get your foot in the door, man, the Pokemon one is super interesting to me because there's volume upon volume upon volume there. But even this one, 1,000 a month for a life-size anime figure. All right, let's go back to the dinosaurs just real quick. So doing the dinosaur one led me to this. This is basically what was in the store that day was this life-size Triceratops, $4,500, right in that wonderful sweet spot that I like to sell at where you're in the $3,000 to $5,000 range. Assuming your margins are any good and you can move these, this should be a wonderful place, right? Pay via wire transfer, get 2% discount. This is definitely an old school website, which I also like to compete against when they see stuff like that.
Sure.
But, you know, this also might be someone who's making it here at life-size statues and prop rentals. So back to your supplier point, I worry about that. However, this site got me very, very excited in different ways in the licensing category, right? So if you can find somebody who could make this and drop ship for you, like this might be the one. So let me give you a for instance, John. I knew somebody back in the day who they decided they were going to drop ship I don't even know what you call it, like signage for restaurants or for buildings or whatever, right? So it'd be like this metal work letters with light bulbs in the middle to make the letters. And so she would just take the custom order, and then she worked with somebody like this, just Joe Bag of Donuts in his garage, who does metalworking and light stuff, and he would make every order for them. And that guy would drop ship the orders to her customers. She would just take the custom order, whatever. That's not the drop shipping we teach at Dropship Breakthrough per se, but it 100% works. It's a business you can absolutely run. I know she was doing quite well with it, and I think this could work the same. If you could be the marketing arm of this type of company, they have the licenses to get out in front of this, and you just need to go run ads on DC Comic statues, Disney and Pixar statues, Star Wars statues, movie statues. The traffic part of this should be really fucking easy.
Yeah.
The sales part might be a little harder depending on pricing, but if they can do the fulfillment for you, this might be the rare scenario where I would tell you maybe you do only need one or two suppliers. This isn't going to be a big brand thing. This isn't, you know, you need 19 brands of pellet grills to put on your pellet grill site. Because some of this stuff like this Disney Mr. Incredible at $10,000. here's some animal statues that have, you know, some interesting... I don't know what this is. This a cow in an Elvis outfit turned into a table?
Elvis cow.
Okay. The king Holy cow. God. Okay, got it.
That's so random. Know.
American cow, fucking bald eagle statue. Like there's just so much stuff on this site that I couldn't stop just clicking around. And I imagine just like we saw for the Pokemon, the traffic that's there for, a life-size Mr. Incredible or like a Mr. Incredible statue. There's probably volume there. I haven't gone to look and verified this, but I bet there's stuff around these. Look at these Star Wars characters.
Oh yeah. Star Wars, man. Holy crap. Yeah.
Look. So like, how do I get in front of these people? Because I can tell just by their website, they don't know how to do marketing. And like, how can I be their marketing arm? Because this seems like a fun game to play. Maybe we should just not release this episode and go call these people, John. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would have absolutely no doubt that this is not a branded niche, right? Going back to what you were saying, like you're probably right. I mean, you could do this with only a handful of suppliers. And absolutely, but nobody's people are searching by what the thing is, what it looks like, and that's your main keywords, like stormtrooper sculpture or stormtrooper life-size statue or something like that. You know, that's going to be your your things. And so I think you're absolutely right. The licensing side of it and whether these things have a copyright that applies to them and whatnot, that's absolutely something you would have to think of, because you can get yourself into some trouble there if you've got it wrong. But
somebody drop shipping it on Walmart right there.
Yeah. And so
well, it's that company.
LM Treasures selling it.
That's the company.
That is the company.
Selling that's it via, that's this one, yeah.
Yeah, selling it via Walmart. For everybody who says that drop shipping is dead, blah, blah, blah. Look at this. It's happening right on Walmart, one of the biggest retailers in the whole world.
It's this one, right? They're selling it for $1,000 more on there.
Yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't you? And so, anyway... Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think of this life-size market, John? Do you think could this be fun or no?
Oh, it's 100%. It could be so much fun. Like, imagine just the fun you could have. Like, it would just be fun. It's a fun niche, right? I mean,
yeah.
People are buying into this stuff. Yeah, yeah. People are buying this stuff to have fun with it. You know, if you got into it, there's a lot. There would be so much. I got a $21,000 Decepticon sculpture. Like, I mean, there's some tangents here as well, right? Like these metal sculptures. You know, I mean, they're different things. Dudes make them and they're...
Dude, what?
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted a LeBron silicon head. Sweet.
Oh, these are weird.
These guys are obviously renting these things out as well. You know, they're in California. They probably use them in all sorts of ways for ads and, you know, things like that as well, I'd say. You know, they got like the masks down the bottom there. Head bust.
I want to sell this shit for them.
Yeah. This is crazy. I mean, it's all super intriguing, I've got to say. And I can certainly see there's a market here for a lot of this stuff for sure. And maybe you're right. Maybe it's not your traditional high ticket dropshipping business. But there's definitely a business here, for sure.
And they clearly have all the licenses, right? Like, you're going to have to find somebody who has them already so that they can lend them to you. I think there's probably that in a lot of different industries, too. Like, a lot of companies that have the licenses for sports that you can apply the sports to your products. And
yep. And I'd say...
Yeah.
They definitely would have some sort of... license there, because that site, unless I'm wrong, let's see here, that site is, yeah, it's on Shopify. So if you're selling this stuff on Shopify and you didn't, like, that the Shopify's legal team definitely with things like movie stuff or like Avengers stuff, or, and I've had this happen to me personally, their legal team will reach out to you and say, we think this stuff is trademarked by somebody else. Can you provide proof that you have, that it's licensed? And if you can't say yes, they just shut you down, like basically on the spot. And they'll, if you've got payouts that are due to you, they hold them and everything if you're selling unlicensed gear. So that literally happened to me once, different types of products. But so I'd say, just given the amount of stuff they have and how a lot of it flows from a movie or a TV show or something, or something like that, I'd say, like, Disney and Pixar, like, they get all over people about trademark stuff, you know, licensed stuff. And so I would find it hard to believe that this isn't licensed, a lot of this stuff.
Dude, I bet even these, you know, this is no man's land, but I bet they move like crazy. You might not make any money on them dropshipping them, but I bet those move like crazy, man. 350 is a sweet spot, you know?
Such easy products to sell too, right? Because, I mean, it's just that, like, there's no technology to it. They're probably super easy to ship, these ones. You know what I mean? Like, people can just go, like, you don't need big product descriptions or anything to sell them. It's just, it is what it looks like, right? Look at that thing. I mean, that's not going to cost much to ship in a box. It's not big.
No, my stepdaughter would kill me for this if I showed her,
like,
this.
$350 this is what I want for Christmas. For that. Like, once again, I mean, that's... You probably make a little bit of money on that, to be honest. For sure.
I got one more thing. This completely different industry, but I stumbled on this too, and I just want to know, have you ever looked into smart telescopes at all?
Well, I've definitely looked at telescopes and other, you know, kind of optical things plenty of times over the years. You know, it's not an uncommon one for people to come to me and say, hey, John, should we sell in this niche, this sort of astronomy kind of niche? I hadn't come. I think you threw this one at me a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, well, these look new, right? Like I've certainly, I mean, I've been on and off looking at this niche for the last sort of 8 years, I guess, and mm-hmm. I didn't remember these products. So obviously, this is a, you know, new technology kind of development thing. They're getting popular, getting more popular, and
look at that trend data.
Yeah, so I mean, these are products I've seen people in the astronomy niche before. I've seen websites there, but I've never seen people selling these in particular. So this looks like a kind of new type of thing to me, for sure. You know, and I mean, looking at them, obviously, you know, price points are great.
Yeah.
There's brands for them. Great. That ticks a box. It's a once again a passion based market. You know, people do the astronomy stuff because they love it. They're passionate about it. It's a fun thing to do. So I mean, from a niche perspective and a customer avatar perspective, that ticks a big box. You know, so on the face of it, it would certainly seem like a, you know, good products to me. Like that'd be a good niche based on what you can tell about it from the outside, for sure.
Yeah, way back in the day, I had access to, I don't know, $800, $900 telescopes from a distributor that I was getting some of my 3D printers from. And I remember the margins looking good in there. And then when I talked to my rep, he was like, yeah, they look good. Now, once we get you signed up, they go down. He's like, you're going to get about 12% on these. And I never even bothered with them at that point. That was the extent of my telescope knowledge. But I saw these and I was like, man, they got to have more than 12. You know, there is some no man's land in here on these smaller ones, but these bigger ones at, you know, 1500, 3 grand, 4 grand. I don't know who's buying them. If I'm honest with you, that's not my area of expertise. I don't know who those people are, but obviously someone's buying them and they're far easier to use, right? You just say, hey, I want to see Jupiter. And it's like, okay, where are you on the planet? It, you know, moves you over to Jupiter. That's pretty cool. So I'd never encountered these. I actually don't even know how I stumbled on them. And I figured I'd throw this in here at the end of the episode and see what you thought. Cause you know, obviously you need to sell a lot more than just this. You can't just have a one product store and hope these manufacturers want to drop ship for you. But I do think plenty of them would.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I've definitely seen people drop shipping telescope products before. So definitely at least some of the brands there will drop ship either themselves or via distributors. You know, I don't have like super up to date knowledge or intelligence of where the margins lie in this particular niche at the moment. Once again, I'm sure there's a range there. And you know, I think, you know, there's probably, you know, some other products that you could pair these up with on a website as well. Like, you know, you wouldn't need to just be a telescope website if you don't want to. Of course, there's some other interesting things. You know, astrophotography. Like, I mean, you know, there's some cool things out there that could go alongside this sort of stuff. But yeah, once again, and I mean, as well here, you know, you're not just in the in the B2C kind of landscape, there's a lot of organizations that buy these things, educational organizations, you know, and institutions that buy these things. So there's a B2B side to it as well, potentially, which is probably cool. You could sell multiple telescopes to the same business or the same institution, if it's a school or a university or something like that, I would assume. There's astronomy clubs out there, right? Like you know, like golf clubs or whatever. You go out there, hit up all the astronomy clubs, see if you can do a deal, get your thing promoted to their members or something like that. Like there's probably a lot of different little marketing angles to it as well.
Well, I thought I'd throw it in there on the end because I stumbled on it. But you know, to the listener or the watcher, if you're watching this, which one did John and I get more excited about? And like, the way we acted like little kids on that first one, that's how you want to find the niche you're looking at. You want to find one like that that just makes you giddy. Because we're here to have fun, man. I don't know. I like having fun. So I stumbled on that. I'll throw out the usual disclaimer. If somebody's thinking about trying to do those statue things, John and I are in. Just tell us what we need to do to invest or help you out, because I think that would be a whole lot of fun. You do have to be a nerd to be qualified. You have to be into that stuff and have maybe, you know, some experience. I know often we get people reach out that I've never done this before. I actually haven't started, and I'm not even sure I'm going to buy your course, but I will partner with you tomorrow. Yeah, that's not exactly who we're looking for. You know, have a little bit of experience, but if you're into that, I think I'd try it out, John. I don't know about you. What did you? Good niche, bad niche. What did you say?
Like
interesting niche.
Interesting niche. Yeah, like I say, with the life size statues and that sort of thing. My biggest thing holding me back from staying as a good niche is I don't see a lot of brands there, like a lot of suppliers, which we usually look for. Now, like you said, maybe it's you do it slightly different here because you're less worried about branding and that sort of thing, because it's more about the product. So that might not be a deal breaker, but yeah, like everything else, yeah, good niche. If I put that one question aside, yeah, definitely good niche. You know, whether you can work out the supply bit, that might make it a bad niche because it just might not be viable if you can't get anybody to let you sell their products. But, you know, that aside, I mean, like I say, even if you couldn't, I'm intrigued with the idea of like, how much can we buy Pokemon plushies for made in China on bulk? Can we put 50 of them in a warehouse and sell them for $1,000 each?
So there's no rules in the United States. There's no rules on reselling an item. Like, let's say like Pokemon, you need a license to sell that. There's no rules that says we absolutely need a license unless we clearly state we are not Pokemon, and that, like, if we buy them at cost, you know, cost from somewhere, even if it's like retail cost, and then we raise our prices and we become the store, we can sell them for whatever we want. We just have to, you know, you can pick their colors, you can call us Jokemon, you know, you can't be too specific, right? But you have to clearly state we are not this brand, and then we can sell them too. So I think there's ways around this, and maybe it's not the high ticket drop shipping angle, but you know, much like you, John, I think we could riff out an idea to make any of this stuff work if we really wanted to. So I don't know. This has me very intrigued. It feels like a weekend project to like just call these guys and be like, hey, here's my experience. I can whip up a website this weekend. I bet I can move some product for you. What do you say? Let's, you know, you have nothing to lose here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say good niche. Good niche.
Yeah.
Wherever the screen is here.
Good niche.
All right. If you guys have one that you stumble across that you think John and I should geek out about, send it our way. We'd love to have it. Throw one in the comments if you want us to check one out on the next episode.